Hello, and welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. Joining us today is Amin Dalla, Chief Product Officer of Brighterion, a MasterCard company, and Brian Riley, Director of Credit at Mercator Advisory Group. We previously spoke to Amin in August when he spoke about how merchants, their acquiring banks, and PSPs are under pressure to reduce ever-increasing transaction fraud. And he spoke about the importance of AI and machine learning models and how they can work against fraud. We recently caught up with him again to discuss what's changed, the evolution of AI for transaction fraud, as well as the tools available for merchants and acquirers to help combat these new challenges. Amin, Brian, thanks for joining us today. To start, Amin, since we last spoke, a lot has happened. It seems like we're heading towards a recession. What's changed and what hasn't from a transaction fraud perspective?
Yeah, so Rima, I think the key objective for acquirers is still the same. Obviously, you know, increasing commerce, increasing revenue for merchants, increasing approval rates, and all along, well, how do you actually reduce fraud? And what's actually has been changing is obviously we have fraudsters who are increasingly using newer forms or more sophisticated forms of techniques to actually, you know, to gain access to your systems, to actually, you know, drive fraud from their perspective. From a perspective of there's been change in terms of customer behavior as well. What you've seen over the last couple of years also is the increased use of wallet payments, for example, making payments using messaging apps. And also with COVID, there was increased digitization. So there was that aspect. And there is also the usage of newer credit products, such as, you know, BNPL or installment payments, or, you know, whatever its form may be, in terms of financing solutions, which issuers as well as acquiring banks provide. So those are some changes in terms of payment behavior. But, you know, in terms of how acquirers, in terms of the roadmap of addressing these solutions, they basically make use, you know, some of them start off with, you know, rules-based solutions, which is great if you are looking at addressing, you know, known types of fraud. But over a period of time, it leads to operational inefficiencies. You know, from there, they moved on to, you know, our banks have moved on to, and acquirers moved on to analytical models, which help predict fraud better. And now basically it's a phase wherein, you know, banks and acquiring banks and payment service providers are looking to make use of machine learning models and leverage, you know, the entire intelligence which the ecosystem can bring along. And this is where, you know, MasterCard's, you know, market ready AI models, you know, leverage network intelligence and they can be used pre-authorization, which is exactly where, you know, we want these, you know, solutions to act. And they're basically trained on, you know, billions of transactions. Which we see as a network, and hence we're able to see and, you know, bring these insights, you know, and deploy them at scale. And I think finally it comes down to how we actually able to enable the acquirers achieve this twinfold objective, which is started off with, you know, achieving increase in revenue, reducing fraud, and matching them up with the, we're actually able to achieve this in the current, accounting for the latest payment trends, because those payment trends are captured within the data, which go on to train our machine learning models.
Those trends you talk about really illustrate why you need to be nimble with your fraud management process. And that's something that really stands in your, and if you think about the economy starting to change, you're going to have riskier merchants out there. You're going to have riskier consumers out there. And everybody's looking to close a deal, and slowing it down and putting it against strong infrastructure that can predict fraud is really important. When you think of the other things in the horizon, like where was buy now, pay later lending 3 years ago, right? Barely on the map. It shows you how things are starting to change, even with things like account-to-account transfers and really a focus on converting the customer, because the customer now is more precious than ever. You've got to close that sale. So I think what you say is really relevant when you think of the situation. There's a lot going on in the marketplace. It's just not external factors like a shifting economy, but it's also some of the progressions that are in the payment products today.
To combat these refresh challenges that you talked about, I mean, what tools are available today for merchants and acquiring banks?
Yeah, so I think if you basically look at some of the challenges which, you know, acquiring banks are facing right now, and then we can come to the tools. But basically, you know, there is a transaction fraud, which is kind of, you know, increasing, as well as it's constantly changing as well. That's a key part of the challenge. But if you're looking at acquiring banks and PSPs are looking to address this by means of machine learning solutions, and there are several challenges they face. And, you know, first of all, data extraction is a significant challenge. You know, leave server-side data extraction, sometimes acquiring banks and PSPs find it a challenge even to, you know, access historical data or, you know, or previous historical fraud label data as well. Now, once this data is available, then we get into aspects such as, you know, deploying these models at scale. I mean, we've had instances when you speak to players in the acceptance community wherein they build models but they're not able to deploy these models at scale, you know, be it on-premise or in the cloud. And then there's other aspects such as, you know, explainability. I mean, you want to have, like, you know, robust models which actually explain why, you know, models are scored the way they are, every transaction is scored the way it is. And then if you take it back, you know, and, you know, Brian, adding it on to what you just said, I mean, there are these range of services which the ecosystem is kind of, you know, influencing. So you're kind of operating your fraud service at the end of the day is just one other service within a broader range of services which is applied in a transaction, and therefore it's got to be interoperable. You know, so I think that's where, you know, those are some of the challenges. And I think some of the tools which are core out here, which, you know, acquirers, PSPs and merchants are looking for is, hey, can we actually have a solution which, you know, enables us, you know, quickly deploy? So that's a core aspect. And as you're looking at that, they're looking at, hey, do you have a cloud-based solution rather than me having to actually go and acquire servers and, you know, kind of, you know, set them up and so on and so forth. So go-to-market and cloud-based solutions is actually an enabler for that. There's also like, hey, I have access only to, you know, insights, fraud insights from, you know, the merchants or the transactions which I have a view into. But then, so can you basically give me some insights from what is happening in the broader community across the MCCs, across other merchants in the US or whichever part of the globe they may be in. And then lastly, I think importantly, obviously, is, you know, obviously continue to deliver on a real-time basis so that acquirers at the end of the day, they've got to actually help, you know, grow revenue and conversion for the merchant community and provide a better experience for the end cardholders.
Well, you know, there's an art and a science to all this, right? You could stop fraud totally by not approving any transactions, or you could increase sales by approving every transaction. And it's the middle part of this that becomes so important. And that's really the use case for machine intelligence on this. If you think about the number of false positives that you can control, right? How tightly do you set that dial? Or false negatives, right? The ones that you miss. And being able to learn from your own experience and through various levels of customers going through it, where that calibrates, really shifts it from really a science to kind of an art to make this all work.
Yeah, and that's extremely crucial, actually, Brian, like you laid out. I think it's all about, hey, how do you actually minimize false positives? How do you actually, and do it, doing that with an objective of, you know, this, you know, growing revenues, growing conversion, improving customer experience, and at the same point of time, mitigating fraud. So it comes down to those dials, and then what are the tools which are using to enable, you know, those dials perform at the right level as well.
And we all know that data is a significant challenge to develop models. When we last spoke, you had indicated that MasterCard Brighterion is launching market-ready models. How are you leveraging market-ready models to address that challenge?
Yeah, so we actually, MasterCard's market-ready AI transaction fraud models bring together the best of both the worlds. You know, MasterCard's AI technology, which you have honed over the years, over the last couple of decades, and MasterCard's fraud intelligence, which is built up based on hundreds of billions of transactions, which we see as a network. And this juxtaposition helps us provide solution, which delivers on exceptional accuracy and reducing those false positives, which we're just, you know, talking about. Since we've last spoken, we now have market models which are actually deployed, delivering real-time intelligence in regions as varied as the Americas, to Europe, Middle East, and Asia. And they operate pretty much under tenets of core, you know, fraud intelligence. One is, you know, obviously it's got to be timely. These solutions are available pre-auth. So as an acquirer PSP, you can actually call these solutions and before you submit an authorization. And you can call it via, you know, our solutions are hosted in the cloud or it can be hosted on your premise. You take your pick. The solutions got, they operate at scale. You know, we score over 100 billion transactions as part of our entire fraud solutioning network. And then that's roughly about 70,000 transactions per second. The other core aspect is that, you know, it's also about how do these work alongside your rules and case management user interfaces, which help supplement a fraud solution. So this is where you can optionally use these highly intuitive rules and case management interfaces, which you make available and which you can use as part of your transaction fraud decision. And there's also the business intelligence layer, which we added on, which will help you easily, like, you know, create drag and drop and custom views, whatever your fraud leadership, fraud management leadership is well accustomed to. So I would say that it's basically, you know, we've launched all these solutions, we've seen positive feedback. At the same point of time, we're also taking the feedback to further refine our solutions, which we have now available.
Given the upcoming holiday season, how are merchants tying AI to the basics? Increase customers' revenue, better customer experience?
At the end of the day, irrespective of the technology at play, I mean, it comes down to the core basics, and this is where, you know, acquirers and merchants are focused on, you know, let's get that right. It's basically improve customer experience, increase revenue, reduce fraud. And they have solutions which are there today, which they're trying to optimize for. And what we've actually seen is that with our, you know, MasterCard's, you know, transaction fraud models, you can detect an incremental up to 30% of fraud by reviewing less than 1% of your transactions. So going back to the point you made, and it's all about, hey, you know, it's all about converting that sale, a legitimate sale, you know, successfully with as little friction for the customer as possible. So you want to like minimize those false positives, right? So by reviewing just like, you know, less than 1% of your transactions, you're able to kind of bring about significant fraud savings, you know, tending to almost like tens of millions of dollars, you know, depending upon what is the volume of transactions that you may potentially, you know, process. And this is especially crucial in the holiday season when customers are actually going after that, you know, those Black Friday deals, and, you know, where, you know, everybody's, you know, ready to, you know, pick up the next big deal, you know, then are planning for that, you know, well ahead of time as well. But in general, basically, it's, you know, these the market-ready transaction fraud solutions which you have help provide a significant impact on your top line as well as bottom line. We've spoken about a top line. It's all about how do you grow revenue, how do you increase approvals, and basically, issuing banks, as you see the fraud coming and reduce, they're also going to be, you know, they're more likely to approve transactions, which is going to lead to a further enhancement in your approval rate. And as we've spoken already, your frauds can decrease by up to 30%. And we've seen acquirers basically, you know, tell us both, hey, they're actually seeing an increase in approval rate alongside a decrease in fraud as well. So obviously there's some significant benefits, but I think it goes back to the core objective of, you know, the basics of, you know, increasing revenue, increasing conversion, and reducing fraud. And these market-ready models help you do that right from day one, because it's already been pre-trained on billions of transactions from which you can derive insights to inform and improve your customer experience.
And I guess the more you use it, the better you get, right? Because you're adding stuff into your knowledge base that can be used on future transactions, which is really a big deal about machine learning, I think.
Absolutely. I think what we benefit from is the models is that they actually benefit from, you know, all the fraud data which is being reported in. And yeah, there is this whole feedback loops which you go in and they actually help for the increased accuracy of the systems, which further help us, you know, just drive better decisioning and a better customer experience, and the whole ecosystem benefits as well.
Great, Amin. Ryan, thank you so much for your insights and for your perspective. And thanks for tuning in. Have a good day.